This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Groundbreaking research in Texas is showing for the first time that electromagnetic fields from things like cell phone towers and power lines can amplify pain in humans. Mario Romero Ortega with UT Dallas is the senior author of the study, which focuses on amputees. Mario Romero Ortega, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What made you focus your research on amputees?
Well, I met retired Major Underwood, who visited our lab. He was the one who told me his experience, feeling tremendous pain, basically reliving the explosion that took off his arm in Iraq, and saying to me that he relieves that pain every time he drives through a cell phone tower in Texas. So to me, that was incredible. I never heard anything like that before. So knowing how the nerve responds to injury, I thought I could possibly test that directly into the lab.
So Underwood lost an arm and nearly a leg from an IED in Iraq, and he reports that whenever he drives under power lines or even, say, when roaming kicks in on a cell phone, it feels like his arm is being blown off again. That's pretty serious. Have you heard of any other cases like that?
There are several cases. This is the first time, though, that I heard such a description of the amount of pain, not taking into account that retired Major Underwood reports the pain from 0 to 10, 10 being the most pain at the scale of 8. And this is a person who is trained to ignore pain.
Many people who aren't amputees have reported feeling pain or odd sensations from electromagnetic fields. Does this research lend any credibility to their experiences?
Well, more studies need to be done in order to extend the result of this study to those who feel hypersensitivity towards EMF. However, what it does do, it points to the nervous system as a possible cause, and therefore we hope that medical doctors will now look to nerve injuries, perhaps, or nervous system conditions that may then be related in the future to these type of hypersensitivity conditions.
Now, how is it that countless people that live around cell phone towers and power lines don't report any pain, and yet some people do?
Yes, exactly. And that is, I thought, one of the main observations of our study. So we compared rats with a neuroma, basically this abnormal nerve injury, growth after injury, to those who have a sham operation, meaning they undergo surgery, but we don't really cut or damage the nerve. None of those animals, with the exception of one in a single time, show the response to EMF. Which we interpret to say that that basically will represent, in a certain way, those most of us who use our cell phones and drive without feeling any pain. And so in a few words, if you have nerve injury, according to our studies, you may be more prone to feel EMF compared to those who have a normal nervous system.
You used lab rats.
Yes, correct.
For this. Are there any plans for human trials?
We are thinking about it. We have talked to several collaborators, but that's something that we're actually foreseeing coming in the future.
Now, considering that people who've complained about electromagnetic sensitivity in the past have been considered kind of kooky. I know I've seen pictures of people online wearing tinfoil hats and whatnot. But considering that, do you expect any pushback to the study?
Well, there will be definitely controversy around the study. I think that if we looked at the study itself, and as more people are interested and more studies are done and the studies reproduce, I think most of the controversy could be hopefully resolved to some extent.
Have you had any interest from other colleagues, from any other departments going, hey, what can you tell me about this?
Yes, indeed. There has been a very good response by scientists around the world so far. I've received several emails, some of them wondering if we can move ahead with clinical studies and motivating even more thinking on our side. This is going to be hopefully a continuing trend, and so we can get more people engaged into this type of research.
Mario Romero Ortega is an associate professor of bioengineering at the University of Texas at Dallas. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.